This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Recently, a stray cat brought into the Oshkosh Area Humane Society tested positive for panleukopenia, also called feline distemper. It's a highly contagious, potentially fatal disease in cats. So the shelter is pausing cat surrenders for the time being. Yava Engel, Executive Director of OAHS.
Unfortunately, we did have one kitty at the shelter who passed away from panleukopenia, and we had one kitty who was in foster care pass away from panleukopenia. And so being that it's a very, very contagious illness and can be very dangerous for especially kittens under 5 months of age, we immediately enacted our protocol for how to deal with an outbreak of this sort because it can spread extremely, extremely fast.
While the shelter is not accepting surrenders at this time, they are still taking in stray animals.
Because we're contracted with multiple municipalities, including Oshkosh, of course, for taking in stray animals, so we're still honoring all of those. However, the surrenders, owner surrenders, we're currently waitlisting temporarily just so we can get this under control.
In the meantime, the shelter is full of felines. A recent count showed that OAHS had 151 cats in care. Some are kittens in foster care, some are strays that are still on hold, others are on medical holds, and the remaining are on the adoption floor. See the story at WISS.fm for information on how you can help the shelter or adopt a forever friend. Another drop in gas prices. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 2.61. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months.
In Appleton and Oshkosh, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.58. That's down 11 cents from last week. In Green Bay, the price is averaging $2.65. 28-year-old Eric Metzig was sentenced last week to two consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole for the murders of his parents, David and Jan Metzig, in their Wolf River home in 2023. Metzig pleaded no contest to two counts of first-degree intentional homicide for the shooting of his parents in their bed. Speaking in court Friday, Matt Metzig, Eric's brother, said Eric has never shown any remorse for killing their parents. 57-year-old Todd Grimm of Menasha is facing both state and federal child pornography charges. Last week, he pleaded guilty to one of three federal charges of receiving child porn. He was also charged in May with five counts of possessing child pornography in Winnebago County. In August, he was charged with two counts each of first-degree child sexual assault, incest, and child enticement in Waupaca County. Grimm is scheduled to appear at a conferencing hearing in Waupaca County on November 12th for sentencing in federal court on January 29th and a plea in sentencing hearing in Winnebago County on February 9th. A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to the agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now, but without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.